On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 33.
Goeiemôre, ek bly hier in Pretoria op Gersfonteinweg. Verkeerste buitewerking op Salomo Mglangu-Rylaan.
In your sport, defending champions my Cape Town pick up their first win of the SA20, beating the Joburg Super Kings at Newlands, and defending AFCON champions Ivory Coast advanced to the quarters after seeing off Burkina Faso.
Andy Mutibi is as die nuwe nasionale direkteur van openbare vervolging aangestel. Hy vervang Shamile Betoy wat na 7 jaar in die amp aan die einde van die maand aftree. Mutibi was nie een van die 6 kandidate met wie die adviespaneel onderhoude gevoer het nie. Die presidentsie Sir Vincent Magwenya.
In the report, the panel advised the president that none of the interviewed candidates were suitable for the role of NDPP. Accordingly, President Ramaphosa has terms of section 179(1)(a) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, read with section 10 of the NPA Act, decided to appoint Advocate Jan Lekgowa Motsebe.
Die ANC president Cyril Ramaphosa het intussen die Amerikaanse optrede in Venezuela veroordeel en sê dit ondermyn die land se soewereiniteit. Ramaphosa het tydens die 31ste jaarlikse herdenking van die vryheidsvegter Joe Slovo en Soweto gevra vir die onmiddellike vrylating van president Nicolas Maduro en sy vrou in New York. Hy versoek ook beslissende optrede deur die VN Veiligheidsraad.
We reiterate our call for decisive action by the United Nations Security Council to fulfill its mandate and advance peace and security and uphold the rule of law.
In ander groot nuus, 'n 47-jarige man is gister in Malbeton weens beweerde mensenhandel gearresteer, dit nadat 10 halfnaakte seuns in Johannesburg se middestand gered is. Die Valkus woordvoerder Katlego Mogale sê die verdagte sal binnekort in die Boysens Landrosof verskyn.
We currently have the victims at a place of safety where they will be getting medical attention, as well as also confirming them as to where do they come from, how did they come into the country. And as for the suspect, we are looking into charges of trafficking in persons for exploitation purposes.
Nog nes uit die buitenland, die aardbewing het die suide van die Filippyne getref. Op hierdie stadium is daar geen tsunami waarskuwing uitgereik nie en geen berigte van skade of sterftes nie. En ten slotte die Franse ikone en wêreldbekende sanger en aktrise Brigitte Bardot word vandag in haar tuisdorp Saint-Tropez begrawe. Sy is op die 28ste Desember oorlede na 'n lang siekbed. Bardot was 91 jaar oud. Deels bewolk en warm met donderstorms later vandag oor dele van Gauteng, Mpumalanga Noordwes en Limpopo. Pretoria 31, Johannesburg en Polokwane 30, Emalahleni 29, Rustenburg 33 grade. As jy vandag reis, Kaapstad 26, Gqeberha 24, Durban 28, Bloemfontein 33. Ek Chanel September vir hierdie en ander stories besoek jacarandafm.com, klik op news.